Our Old Testament lesson this morning is one that's familiar, very familiar, but you haven't heard it in its entirety, and even with the entirety, I've cut a few things out. And you're going to say, man, that sure was long. I'm getting paid by the word, I think, as somebody said. 1 Samuel, 17th chapter, and I'm going to be picking from selected verses. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle. They were gathered at Socah, and there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had greaves of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield-bearer went before him. And Goliath stood and shouted at the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw a foot for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself, and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man, and we'll fight together." When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, took the provisions that his dad had wanted, and went to Jesse as Jesse had commanded. He came to the encampment as the army was going forth to the battle line, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. David left things in charge of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. Only this time, David heard him. All of the Israelites, when they saw the man, fled from him and were very much afraid. David said to Saul, "Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and I struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said to the Lord, "The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine." So Paul said to David, "Well, go, and may the Lord be with you." And so Saul clothed David with his armor, He put a bronze helmet on his head and he clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor and he tried in vain to walk. But he was not used to these instruments of war. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I'm not used to them." So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones from the wadi, and he put them in his shepherd's bag, in the pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near David, with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said to David, "Ha, come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand." When the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took out a stone, and he slung it and struck this Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Be to God.
Have you met Goliath? Goliath is that great big giant of an obstacle that seems unbeatable, insurmountable, impossible. It is one huge problem that you think just might be your undoing. A difficulty so great that it has you entertaining the thoughts of throwing in the towel. So, have you met Goliath? Perhaps you've met him here in the past. Or maybe Goliath is troubling you right now. It could be that he is a vague, fearsome fellow in your future. No matter. Most of us have a Goliath or two in our lives. And I want to encourage you to confront that Goliath today. To deal with this enemy that robs you of your life and of hope and joy. If you pay close attention to the people around you, you will discover that every one of us is now or has in the past been living in Goliath's shadow. I've been there too. And it is from this biblical truth as well as personal experience that I say to you, freedom from Goliath is good news indeed. Freedom from Goliath is the gospel. I feel quite safe today in saying that much of the pain in our lives can be traced to those Goliaths within us that cause us to shrink back in fear and anxiety when life's giant difficulties show up. Our scripture this morning contains all the clues we need to confront and overcome Goliath. In fact, the Old Testament story is one of the all-time great insights into human potential, which turns out to be rooted in divine potential. There's a power in these Bible stories when we simply watch them play out in the background of our imagination. As you think about the story, imagine Goliath to be your own personal Goliath. As I was discussing these texts with some of my counterparts, the question of why five? Why did David pick up five stones from the creek bed? Did he think he would miss with some? Was it his normal custom when going out to chase off lions and bears to pick up five? One suggestion came out that perhaps it was the fact that Goliath had four brothers. Thus, David may have needed a stone for each of them. That was an interesting thought. It caused me to think about the fact that we may have need for five stones in our lives, one for each of the giants with which we are confronted. These may be either our own individual giants, or they may be the giants that we as a church may face. I see these areas as being the spiritual giant, the physical giant, the family giant, the financial giant, and the relationship giant. Now, what I want you to do is mentally prepare your stones for your slings. As most of you know, the sling was twirled around the head and released like a pitcher releasing a ball. So, load up your mental slings. Swing it over your head and let it fly. All right, now you're ready for battle. If you notice, David ran to the battle. He knew that God was with him. Friends, too often we are paralyzed by the thought of taking on the giant, but remember, God is always with us. David said, "The Lord does not save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand," speaking to the giant. Now then, let's look at these giants. One of the most important giants we need to face is spiritual. We say we're Christians, and we are. We are also human, and we sin. Too often we wallow in that sin and think that since we sin, God will reject us. It's a lot like the storm of our gospel text today. We see the waves, we feel the wind, and we're afraid. But Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And all became calm. Didn't we feel calm after that little hymn we sang a while ago. This Goliath, this spiritual Goliath, is our lack of faith. So let God calm our spiritual storm. God is there to accept us. So let's fly that first stone at the spiritual giant we face. Now, many of us have physical giants to conquer. Connie and I were confronted with this giant some 20 years ago. Fortunately, we had always had good health throughout our lifetimes. Then Connie had a shortness of breath, and the doctor had her take a stress test, and that led to a heart catheterization, and that led in a triple bypass open heart surgery. And that resulted in numerous stents afterwards. We were taken aback. We took our sling and threw the stone of prayer, and as we prayed, a sense of calm allowed us to get through that storm. I know many of you have faced this giant in your life, and you have seen the hand of God at work as you have fought that Goliath. So let's throw that second stone. As I thought about the giant of family, what came to my mind is the church family. I know there have been times when, as a church family, we sometimes argue and sometimes have some strife. And we have just come through a time of decision, one that I see helping and being right for this church. Some may wonder what will happen now that we have moved to this 9:30 in the morning hour. And others might wonder how this sharing will work out. I think God's behind it, and I think it's going to be a marvelous thing. So let's throw that third stone of family at that giant of doubt that might be present. I would ask that you allow the Lord to show us how it will work out best for both Rock Lake Presbyterian and South Charleston. The fourth giant we face is the financial one. At different times in our lives, almost everyone has battled this Goliath. Each of us has our own story when we are confronted, how we handled the problem, and how God has been with us through that dilemma. I've mentioned to you in other sermons how, when it seemed impossible, Connie and I made a commitment to try tithing for 3 months. And we have tithed ever since. Our needs were met, and we have been truly blessed. This Goliath is especially widespread right now. Each of us know folks who are affected. This is a giant that God wants for us to overcome and to receive peace about. That's easy to say and hard to implement. But if we allow the Spirit of God to calm our storm, we will persevere. So let's cast that next stone at that financial giant. And finally, we look at the Goliath called relationship. How often have we encountered times when we are called to be in relationship with someone, and we find it easy, only to have the relationship crumble over who knows what? We want to be in control, and when we lose that control, we tend to want to end the relationship. This is as much with our relationship with God as it is with our human counterparts. We accuse God of not complying with our wants and our perceived needs. And so we move from that relationship. There are also times when we've become apathetic about our relationship to God. The good news is that when we go back to God, God will always forgive. So let's throw that last stone. Friends, let's overcome whatever Goliath you have been facing. Let God direct your aim, and may the toss be as accurate as David's throw those many years ago. May it stun the giant of your life, and as a result, may God receive the glory. Immortal, invisible God, how we praise you for the stories in your word which give us strength for today and great hope for tomorrow. Bring those things to our minds where your love and grace will help us overcome our Goliaths. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.